God said to Pharaoh through Moses, "Let my people go that they might worship me." And the gospel, you know, in the New Testament is exactly the same. Let my people go that they might worship me. Salvation is the journey of 1,000 miles. And the first step is being saved. But the purpose of salvation is that we might come back to God. Not that we might go to heaven when we die, or that we might do some fantastic work for him, but that we might come back to him. Because his desire is to restore the creator-creature relationship. But so often the gospel has become something that is either a ticket to heaven or a way of finding ourselves some sort of notoriety and fame by working and doing some great work for God, or even just simply, I've got to get into doing something because that's what I'm saved for, working for him. But from his point of view, he came in the form of a man to bring us back to himself, that we might come into a relationship where we saw who he is, understood who he is, and worshipped him because of it. Our lives should be marked by worship of God within our inmost hearts. Whether we're working, sitting, playing, whatever we're doing, the whole issue of salvation is let my people go that they might worship me. Somehow I feel we've gone and missed the mark of the high calling of God, which is simply to come before him in thankfulness and learn about him, to love him as he loves us, and then to be sent, if he so chooses, into his service. There's a wonderful little book that I recommend often called Waiting on God by a guy called Andrew Murray. He had some insights based on what he read of a man called William Law. In every generation, you know, God raises up someone who really gets it, who really, really gets what salvation is about. And in this 21st century, I think that perhaps we need to revisit the gospel and salvation and see what it's about. Because essentially, Jesus came to reconcile us to God, not in order that we might go to heaven, which we will anyway, or that we might work for him, but we might be in right relationship with him. And when you are in right relationship with someone, you converse with them, you commune with them, you spend time with them. How are you doing?